Welcome to Animals Today, your home for a serious talk about animals. I'm Dr. Peter Spiegel. Well, another spring is here, and that means the Canadian seal hunt is upon us. I have to say, this is one of the more frustrating things for me personally about our use and abuse of animals. Every year, we see those horrible images and footage of the hunt, and yet it continues. It seems as if we are almost powerless to halt the practice, even with the strong opposition to the hunt. Today we are talking about the Canadian seal industry, its roots, what sustains it, and I hope we will discover ways to curtail this most horrible variety of animal abuse. Later in the show, convicted felon Michael Vick has signed with the Jets. What do you think about that? Now, I am very pleased to welcome Rebecca Aldworth, who serves as Executive Director of Humane Society International Canada. She has observed commercial seal hunts off Newfoundland, Labrador, and Quebec for the last 15 years. Welcome, Rebecca.
Hi there. Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Rebecca, you have witnessed the seal hunt in person for 15 years, as I have just mentioned. Why don't you get started by describing what occurs at a seal hunt, and particularly those in Canada?
It's very hard to put into words. It's a very overwhelming experience. This is the largest slaughter of marine mammals on the planet, and it happens in an environment that is very remote and very extreme. I remember the first time that I went to the commercial seal hunt and flying offshore in helicopters and just flying and flying and flying and wondering where this, you know, harp seal hunt was going to be, because all around us there was just open ocean. And finally, we could see on the very horizon, we could see a tiny strip of white ice, and across it, dotted like flies, were the sealing boats. And as we got closer, from 1,000 feet in the air, we started to see the blood, and it stretched as far as the eye could see, giant lakes of blood all across the ice. We landed in the middle of where the commercial seal hunt was operating. We walked on foot over to where the sealers were operating. And it's an image that I'll never get out of my mind. What I wasn't prepared for was the very tiny bodies of the skinned carcasses all across the ice, their dead eyes staring up at me. We got closer to where the sealers were, and as I looked behind me, I could see bloody footprints, and I realized that the snow had fallen the night before, and I'd actually walked through a kill site. And it's just, it's horrible. The images of the sealers running across the ice, clubbing each seal just once on the head, moving on to the next, many of the seals lying still conscious, choking on their own blood. The smell is overwhelming of the seal blood, the sounds of the clubs hitting the skulls, the gunfire. Everywhere that you look, there are animals dying. The cries of the seals are echoing all across the ice. It's something that assaults every sense you have. And the violence that is being inflicted on these animals is hard enough to bear. I mean, most adult people can't bear to watch it on videotape. But to know that this is happening to 3- and 4-week-old animals is really just unimaginable.
So why do you go back year after year?
That first day that I saw the seal hunt, I remember apologizing over and over again to these animals, I apologized for being a human being, for being from Newfoundland, but most of all for not being able to stop it. And I vowed in that minute that I would spend the rest of my life, if that's what it took, working to shut this industry down. And I'm very grateful to say that it won't take that long. We are getting closer and closer to an end to the slaughter. But I go back every year because this seal hunt happened far offshore on the ice floes off of Canada's east coast. And if we're not there with our cameras rolling, the world doesn't know what's happening to these seals. And that's exactly what the sealing industry and the Canadian government want. So one of the most important parts of what I do and what my organization does is actually keeping our helicopters in the sky and our cameras on what's happening to these seals and exposing that to the world.
What products are derived from the seals, and who is actually doing the killing? Who are the killers of the seals?
Well, the Canadian government says that this is primarily a hunt for fur, and that's why they're killing the very young seals, because their skins are the most valuable when they're very young and they've yet to go into the water. So the primary product is fur. Most of the carcasses are dumped into the ocean or left to rot on the ice floes. It's a very wasteful hunt, very difficult to see that kind of waste as you're watching this just horrible taking of animal life. The people who are doing it are commercial fishermen, and they are conducting this seal hunt in between other fishing seasons. In Canada, seals are actually by law defined as fish. They're considered to be fish under the Oceans Act, and the seal hunt is considered to be a fishery. It's managed by the Department of Fisheries and Oceans, and again, the people who are doing it are commercial fishermen. So they see it as just another fishery that they pursue in between other fishing seasons, and it usually takes place over just a few days. It's not primary income for the people who are involved. It's supplementary income. Most of their income, more than 95% on average, comes from regular seafood products and just a tiny fraction from killing seals.
Recently, there was testimony presented at the WTO in Geneva, and you have taken issue with this testimony. Would you explain what the circumstances were, who provided the testimony? What's going on there?
Well, last year, the World Trade Organization made a landmark decision when it ruled in favor of the European Union and their right to ban products of cruelty to animals. It was a historic moment in animal welfare, because for the first time in history, the World Trade Organization had said that animal welfare was a justification to ban trade in a product. So this is a very, very important decision. Now, the Canadian government decided to appeal that decision, and so, unfortunately, in their attempt to overturn the EU ban, they've presented more misinformation to the WTO, calling the seal hunt sustainable, humane, well-regulated, and just presenting a lot of misinformation about the impacts of the actual ban. The reality is that more than five decades of consistent veterinary study of the commercial seal hunt have shown that the commercial seal hunt is inherently inhumane. In the history of veterinarians going up to the ice floes, observing this hunt, reporting on the results, not one study has ever concluded that the seal hunt is humane. In fact, most of the studies have identified huge problems and big areas that need to be improved. And after five decades of nothing really changing, despite some regulatory changes that the Canadian government has put into place and some changes to the way the hunt is conducted, we're still seeing the same kind of cruelty. And so veterinarians are concluding today that the hunt is inherently inhumane and it should be shut down as a result. Now, the Canadian government is well aware of that, but they continue to spread this misinformation that somehow this is a humane hunt. They also call it sustainable. We know that harp seals are just like polar bears in that they're ice-breeding animals. And we know that climate change is causing that sea ice to disappear every single year. And we're seeing up to 100% mortality of the seal pups that are born in some really important birthing areas. And so there is a very real threat to long-term survival of the species. And, of course, the commercial seal hunt in that context cannot be sustainable. But, unfortunately, they continue to claim that this is a sustainable hunt. And finally, they say that it's well-regulated, and yet most of the commercial seal hunt happens so far offshore that it can't be reached by helicopters or by the enforcement people that are supposedly monitoring it. You add to that fact that this hunt is conducted sometimes by hundreds of vessels spread out over hundreds of thousands of square miles of open ocean. And, of course, it's impossible to regulate. So those are common myths that the Canadian government recites in order to defend the commercial seal hunt. And we felt it was important to set the record straight.
Why does the Canadian government so fiercely defend the hunt? I mean, what is their interest in sustaining this business?
It's all about politics. On the east coast of Canada, where the seal hunt exists, all fisheries issues are voting issues. And the seal hunt, again, is considered to be just another fishery. So the federal government believes that if it opposes the commercial seal hunt, they're going to lose votes on the east coast of Canada. Now, in the rest of Canada, people are overwhelmingly opposed to the commercial seal hunt and want it to end. But we tend to vote on issues closer to home, like health care and education. So the government does a very simple political equation. They know that opposing the seal hunt could cost them a few votes on Canada's East Coast, and that supporting it, while the rest of Canada may not like it, is not going to cost them any political capital. So that's why every federal party in this country, with the exception of the Green Party, supports the commercial seal hunt. And it's a very unfortunate state of affairs because we have a system in Canada that really doesn't allow individual parliamentarians to speak out against the government position. So it's very unusual to find a member of parliament who will actually oppose the seal hunt, even though demographically we know that most of them are opposed to it personally.
Rebecca Aldworth, we're speaking with her from Humane Society International Canada. Stick around, we're talking about Canadian seal hunting.
Hi, this is Dr. Lori Kirshner, and I want to thank you for listening to Animals Today. Make sure to visit us on animalstodayradio.com, where you will see all our previous shows, and you can download them free. That's animalstodayradio.com. Also, make sure to become a friend on Facebook. Animals Today gets a lot of its support from the nonprofit group Advancing the Interests of Animals. Check them out at aianimals.org, and I hope you'll consider making a donation to help pay for the ongoing broadcast of Animals Today. Each week on Animals Today, we strive to bring you the highest quality, most up-to-date information about all animal welfare topics, and we certainly would appreciate your support. That website again is aianimals.org. And thanks for listening.
Finally, you can go from the gym to the grocery. In that order, new Ban Total Refresh Cooling Body Cloths. I carry them with me wherever I go. So now when I'm running from place to place, all it takes is one wipe across my neck and chest to leave my skin feeling cool, soft, and instantly refreshed. Find new Ban Total Refresh Cooling Body Cloths in the deodorant aisle.
What do you mean you got there exactly on time?
Ever since we started using Fleetmatics to keep track of our trucks and vans, our business has been running really smoothly.
Are you telling me you've cut your fuel costs?
The boss doesn't have anything to yell about anymore, but some habits are hard to break.
Oh, great. Another call from a happy customer.
Fleetmatics takes the drama out of business. Make fleet tracking more intelligent with real-time tracking, fuel monitoring, and more. Visit fleetmatics.com/start or call 1-877-350-DEMO for intelligence at work.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Geico presents Strange Savings Stories. Astronomers detected an interstellar transmission. It stated, Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more. The implications were staggering. Was the cosmos telling us we could all save hundreds on car insurance with Geico? Or did their radar merely pick up a signal from the nearby Rufus and Clyde's morning show? We may never know.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Welcome back to Animals Today. We're speaking with Rebecca Aldworth from Humane Society International Canada. Rebecca, I want you to just expand a little bit on what you were mentioning before the break, and that is the role and the voice of individual Canadians. I mean, why are we not seeing Canadians protesting this cruel practice?
Canadians actually do protest this a lot. In fact, we know that the overwhelming majority of Canadians oppose the commercial seal hunt. They make their views known to their members of parliament. 86% of Canadians supported the right of the European Union to ban trade in seal products. So it's very clear where Canadians as a whole stand on this issue. The problem is that we have a very different government system in Canada than you do in the United States, and individual members of any political party are by and large unable to speak out against party positions. And that's why we don't see a lot of political argument over this issue within the House of Commons. And for that reason that the seal hunt continues today, frankly.
I see. Now, there is a new bill that's being introduced, C-555, an act respecting the marine mammal regulations. That is going to make your observations a little more difficult. What's going on there?
This is a nuisance bill that's been introduced by the Canadian government in an attempt to curry favor with the sealing industry. Essentially, what it does is it doubles the distance that you need to maintain from commercial sealing activities from a half nautical mile to a full nautical mile if you don't have an observation permit. It's a ridiculous bill. They can't find a justification for it. The sealing industry actually opposes it and considers it to be an absolutely frivolous piece of legislation. The reality is that this does nothing whatsoever to help the sealers, and it certainly makes it more difficult for us to observe the hunt if we aren't permitted. More than anything, it's a waste of Canadian government time and Canadian taxpayers' dollars in terms of, you know, what we support at government levels. So what I think should be asked about this bill is, you know, the Canadian government, in trying to defend this bill, is saying that it's about human safety, that if you can keep the so-called protesters away from the sealers a little bit further away, that it'll somehow improve sealer safety and observer safety. The reality is that the only threat to safety up at the commercial seal hunt comes from the sealers towards the observers, and increasing that distance will do nothing to solve that problem. And I think the real issue that should be talked about is whether or not the seal hunt is a safe activity for the sealers who are involved. Now, these guys are commercial fishermen. They're going up into very, very dangerous sea ice conditions in boats that are not ice class. They're not equipped to be in that ice. And so we see people dying out at the commercial seal hunt, getting injured, their boats sinking. And at the same time that all this is going on, we see the Canadian government making huge budget cuts to search and rescue. So that's the real threat to human safety up there. And this bill is just an effort to distract public attention from that.
In 2009, the European Union banned the purchase and trade of products from seals. What effect did that have on the market?
It was an immediate impact. We saw prices for seal fur crash in Canada, down from over $100 in 2006 to just $15 in 2009. And that had an immediate spill-on effect. Most sealers chose not to participate in the commercial seal hunt when the prices went down because they couldn't afford to go out there and kill seals. And as a result, the kill levels declined substantially. And in the past 5 years alone, that ban has saved more than 1.4 million seals from a horrible fate. So it's a very, very important piece of legislation for us to protect.
I see. That's very, very interesting. Now, there are still a lot of countries that are consuming the products. Which are the biggest culprits right now? And do you try to apply any pressure upon them?
The only real remaining market for seal products is in China and in other places in Asia, and we are working on the ground there to secure trade bans similar to the one in the EU. Right now in mainland China, there are more than 69 animal protection organizations working to get a Chinese ban on seal product trade. Last year, Taiwan took the first step, and not only did they ban seal products, but they banned trade in all products in marine mammal hunts, so whale products included. And it was a really important moment, and one that we hope will influence mainland China to follow suit. But the reality is that people or countries out there are buying very few seal products as it is. Right now, I would say the biggest market for seal products are Canadian government subsidies. In the past 2 years alone, the Newfoundland government, which is a provincial government in Canada, has provided $7.2 million in funding to the main buyer of seal skins in Canada. And that money has been used to pay sealers to kill seals just so that those skins can be stockpiled in warehouses. Because really, honestly, nobody out there is buying seal products anymore. So ultimately today, this is a hunt that exists only because of government subsidies.
How bizarre! We see a lot of similar things in America too, don't we?
It's certainly something that makes it even more difficult to observe the killing. You know, it's knowing that these animals are dying for absolutely nothing is just really almost unbearable.
So from the perspective of your individual U.S. citizen who's observing all this, what can Americans do to put an end to this? I mean, how can we influence what happens in the Canadian political system when Canadians are very weak in this regard anyway?
Well, there's two things that are really important to do, and both of them can be found on our website, which is humanesociety.org/protectseals, and I would encourage everybody to go there and visit our Take Action section to find out more. But in short, it's the connection between the fishing industry in Canada and the sealing industry that gives American consumers the direct power to end the commercial seal hunt in Canada. Remember that the people that are killing the seals are commercial fishermen. And 80% of Canadian seafood is exported, and two-thirds of that goes into the United States. So the U.S. is the biggest consumer of Canadian seafood. So what we're asking American consumers to do is to avoid buying Canadian seafood until the commercial seal hunt is ended for good. And people can, on our website, find places where they can deliver that message directly to the Canadian government so the Canadian government can see the impact of that boycott. But in addition to that, there is a lot that can be done at the political level. The United States is our biggest political ally. It's a huge influencer in the Canadian political system. So it's very important for people to contact their government officials and ask them to convey to their Canadian counterparts that they want the seal hunt to be ended. As you know, the United States has one of the strongest pieces of marine mammal protection legislation in the world. It's your Marine Mammal Protection Act. So commercial seal hunting is illegal in the United States, and if, frankly, the seals in Canada were in the U.S., this wouldn't be an issue. So I think it's very appropriate for Americans to urge Canada to follow suit and to protect its seals in the way that the U.S. has done since 1972.
Well, I want to thank you, Rebecca Aldworth. You are Executive Director of Humane Society International and Canada. Great information, and we're going to post all this information for our listeners.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for covering this issue.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you for all your years of dedication.
Thank you.
After the break, great. After the break, Michael Vick is now a New York Jet. Convicted felon, dogfighter, is now a New York Jet. What do you think about that? And we got some hot news items. Stick around.
As temperatures climb, please remember to never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute on a warm day with the windows cracked and in the shade. The temperature inside a car can climb up in a matter of minutes, and it's enough to kill your pet. If you love your pet, leave them at home or with someone you trust. Keep them cool, comfortable, and alive. And if you see a dog or other pet in a car, you may only have a moment to save their life. Here are a couple of steps that you should remember. Make an announcement in the store or business the car is parked nearest to, and call call the police department or animal control right away. Remember, it only takes a minute or two on a hot day to kill an animal left inside a car. Your swift action can save a life. Dogs are unable to cool themselves the way people can. Never leave your dog in the car, not even for a minute.
This message is sponsored by Advancing the Interests of Animals. You can check them out at AIAnimals.org. That's the letter A, I, animals.org.
The flooring experts at Lumber Liquidators have over 8 million square feet of top-quality flooring that must be cleared out by end of quarter March 31st. They've got their lowest price ever on hand-scraped bamboo for just $189 a square foot and 3/4-inch pre-finished hickory for an unheard-of $259 a square foot. Get free samples at your local store, plus 22-month special financing is available. So go to LumberLiquidators.com now to find the store nearest you. Hurry, everything must go by Monday, March 31st.
Hello, this is Scott for Scott's Tough Builder Lawn Food. Lads, your lawn is a living, breathing thing, and right now it's hungry, famished even. So it's up to you to feed it, and feed it today with Scott's Tough Builder Lawn Food. A prompt feeding now in early spring and another in late spring strengthens and helps protect your lawn from future problems. Learn more at Scott's.com. Go on, put down some Scott's Tough Builder Lawn Food this weekend. Feed your lawn. Feed it.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Here's something you don't hear on the radio every day. Someone who can't see. I am totally blind, and I go through periods where I'm unable to sleep at night and feel like I'm constantly running but can never quite catch up. But this isn't a sleep problem. It's something called Non-24. Learn about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmorenon24.com or call 855-856-2424.
Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
Geico presents a man who just saved on his motorcycle insurance.
Name's Mark, and this here beastly hog is Princess. Easy, Princess. Slow your roll. So how does this chopper cowboy save on motorcycle insurance, you ask? Easy. I just strapped on my savings chaps called Geico and bam. I'm saving so much, my Princess, well, she gets treated like a queen.
Geico Motorcycle. See how much you could save.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS that you can't pay? Call now for immediate help. 866-657-8517. At Community Tax Relief, we help consumers like you. If you take on the IRS alone, you could be facing levies, liens, even wage garnishments, personal or business tax issues. If you owe the IRS $10,000 or more, they will aggressively come after you. Protect yourself and your family today from what the IRS can do to you. Call now. 866-657-8517. They can freeze your bank account, even garnish your wages. Our expert team of tax professionals can solve your tax problems once and for all. Call now for a free 5-minute tax debt analysis. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517.
Welcome back to Animals Today. Hey, Lori.
Hi, Peter.
So big news this week, I would have to say the biggest news on social media and everywhere is the signing of quarterback Michael Vick by the Jets, right?
Yes, the scum.
The Jets, are not the Jets. So this is interesting. A review about Michael Vick. Everyone who has not been living under a rock knows that he is a convicted felon for this dogfighting ring that he led and bankrolled, right? And he spent a fair amount of time in prison and then came back to a fairly successful career in Philadelphia as a professional quarterback.
That's chance number one.
And then he ended up being signed by the Jets. The Jets I guess he's going to be a backup quarterback or may compete for the right. leading role after they released former starter Mark Sanchez, and so the Jets are excited to bring him on. They signed him for a one-year deal, and the whole animal universe is just very interested in what's going on here.
Because they're giving him another chance.
Okay.
Just give him a third chance. And it was a $5 million contract?
Oh, I don't know the number.
I think it was. Yeah, yeah. I think it was.
So you don't really approve. You're already indicating negative vibes here.
Oh, can you tell? You know, to me this is, yes, I don't approve. I think it's ridiculous, and I don't think he should be given this chance.
Really?
Yeah, I don't.
Well, he's already.
What do you think?
I think that if the Jets want him and they're going to pay him and he wants to go, that's fine with me.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Why not? I mean, he's paid his dues.
You do believe that. He's paid his dues, so now all is forgiven and he can go back to what he wants to do. Correct?
All is forgiven. It depends in the eyes of the forgiver, I guess. But, you know, in our legal system, he paid a pretty harsh penalty, went to jail for a while.
Not harsh enough.
In your opinion.
Okay. And you think so?
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm shocked.
Well, what do you want from the guy?
Okay,
else?
I want him to suffer more. I want him to suffer.
Okay.
You want to remind everyone what he did to the dogs?
I think we know all the horrible things that group did.
It wasn't just dog fighting, right?
Right.
Electrocuting.
Yeah.
Drowning. Beating to death.
Yeah.
Hanging, right?
Yes, it was pretty sick.
And over a six-year period.
It didn't happen spontaneously.
Right, This guy does not deserve another chance, in my opinion, and I think he's just a piece of trash. So, listen, I think you...
Well, I have to disagree with you.
Really?
Why? Ever since he has been... out of prison, he joined the Eagles, and he has played in an exemplary fashion. He has not been in any trouble. He paid his financial dues. He went and became an associate with Humane Society of the United States.
That was all for show.
What else is there? His actions.
Oh, I totally disagree.
Okay.
I totally disagree, and I think a lot of the animal world would disagree with you as well. And I'll tell you, I put this on my Facebook page. I was taking a poll for Animals Today Radio Show. Pick one of the following. In addition, we will welcome your comments or explanation for your choice. What's your reaction to the Jets signing of Michael Vick? Number one, totally dislike the move.
Yeah.
He shouldn't be given a third chance. He still and always will be a despicable piece of, you know what. Number two, like the move for the Jets. He paid his dues and all should be forgiven. Number three, I'm not affected by it either way. Well, I got like 25 responses, or maybe even more. All of them, with the exception of one,
yeah,
was number one. Dislike the guy and shouldn't be given this chance.
Mm. Well.
Yeah.
And these are, would you say, who are you? Who's your pool of respondents? These are animal.
Yeah, they're animal people.
Yeah. Okay.
Not as big of an animal person as you are. And you would pick number two, right?
I would pick that if the Jets want to sign him, and that's fine.
Yeah.
I think that, you know what, I just, the level of punishment that people want to continually inflict upon this guy, I think is unreasonable.
I totally disagree. Can't disagree more. There's not enough punishment that you could not inflict upon this guy. Okay, so listen.
Yeah.
One said, I believe in paying your consequence and getting to move on, but if I were a sports team, I would not hire Vic. His actions are deplorable. Or the player, this other guy mentioned, who I guess killed a human being. So this the first guy that he's talking about mentioned, so why are we, our priorities are all messed up. Why are we, you know, condemning Vic and not giving him a chance, but giving him another NFL player who struck and killed a human being with his car or something like that.
Yes.
I don't know who he's talking about. But
no, that's a real guy named Leonard Little.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so his point is, why are we, you know.
So would he want to get rid of Little as well? Or
so this guy is saying, well, either guys, they shouldn't be signed on.
Yeah.
And then another person, totally dislike him and hope the Jets lose every game. He's bad karma, plus he's making a profit on his clothing line. By exploiting the animals he killed, he's just a piece of you-know-what.
Where's the second chance?
No. There's no second chance. Another gal responded. I like this one. The thing for me is that when he was court-ordered to pay restitution for the care of the animals, he was busy giving money to his 10 friends, his mother, and buying Mercedes-Benz. The federal government had to freeze his accounts to force him to pay up for the animals. To this day, I don't have any reason to believe he's freely giving money to the people who still have the dogs he tortured and abused. These people use their money to save the dogs, rehabilitate them, and care for them to this day. Where's Michael Vitt? Not putting his money where his mouth is. What do you think about that?
He's met his legal obligations. That's good enough for me.
Okay. You want to hear my response? I thanked everyone.
You thanked everyone. Thank you for your kind response.
Okay. Let me find it here. I can tell you exactly what I said.
Okay. Well, I will tell you that in the NFL, there is a accepted culture of bad behavior. In 2007, not so long ago, 21% of the players who were active in the NFL had arrest records. So the NFL is generally okay, or they have been, maybe they're starting to clean themselves up a little bit now, with bad boys being in the league. So they don't really care. They just want excitement, and they want people who are going to sell tickets. And Vic is very exciting to watch. Like it or not, he can run around like very unpredictably, and you think he's going to pass, and then he's running for a touchdown, and it's very exciting to watch him. And I think the NFL cares more about that. And
of course they do.
So
of course they do.
So that's why I believe, and the stats prove this out, that your hardcore NFL fan is generally okay with him. And there's a real chasm here. There's a schism here. There's a great divide between the opinions of hardcore NFL fans who generally accept him and are ready to move on, and the animal advocates, and the third group being just sort of general public, sort of not so interested either way. So the football people are totally fine with this, and the animal people are not.
I can't get over that you're fine with this. I can't get over that.
Well, listen, I don't know. In his heart, I think.
Do you think he's rehabilitated?
No.
Right.
No, but I care about actions.
And you think he was sorry for what he did?
No,
he was sorry for getting caught. He was sorry.
I think it's complete garbage. And I think the whole Humane Society thing was really a misadventure. I want to ask you about that too, Bert.
Yeah.
Tell me what...
I want to tell you about something else.
Right.
Okay, this is what Goodell said.
Goodell? Who's Goodell?
You know who Goodell is.
NFL commissioner.
Right. It was in an interview. It's a quote here. I'll be happy to talk about the general views toward Michael Vick, Goodell said. I think Michael is a young man who made a tragic mistake. He paid a very heavy price for it, but I've seen him in everything he's done exceed expectations. He's worked very hard to be a positive force in a lot of different arenas, and I think that's something I admire about him. When we went through the process of reviewing whether he would enter back into the league, he demonstrated he's somebody who's committed to saying, I'm going to do the right way. I'm going to do this the right way. I'm going to be a positive force, and he has. I'm proud of the work he's done.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That's good PR for the league, and I will just repeat my final statement. I care more about actions than what's in his heart, and I don't think he's ever going to live that down if he looks internally. But I think he's I like.
You're wrong. Okay. You're wrong. You're wrong. He should be punished.
Still punished.
Yes.
Oh my God.
Yes.
I hope you're never my jury.
Okay.
All right. After the break, some hot news items. Stick around. You're listening to Animals Today.
This is Dr. Lori Kirshner, and I want to thank you for joining us on Animals Today. Each week, we explore the wide variety of important issues concerning the welfare of animals, how people treat them, and where they fit in our society. From whale protectors on the open seas, to lawyers in court, to scouts helping their local shelter, join me to get the latest on animal welfare news, stories, and events from around the world. And visit us on Facebook to join the conversation. That's Animals Today every week, right here on the station. 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, make sure to visit us at animalstodayradio.com, where you can listen to any of our previous shows free. Animals Today brings you the highest quality, most up-to-date information about all animal welfare topics. Much of our support comes from the nonprofit group Advancing the Interests of Animals. Check them out at aianimals.org. That's aianimals.org. And thanks for listening.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
If you're struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
Finally, you can go from the gym to the grocery. In that order, new Ban Total Refresh Cooling Body Cloths. I carry them with me wherever I go. So now when I'm running from place to place, all it takes is one wipe across my neck and chest to leave my skin feeling cool, soft, and instantly refreshed. Find new Ban Total Refresh Cooling Body Cloths in the deodorant aisle.
What do you mean you got there exactly on time?
Ever since we started using Fleetmatics to keep track of our trucks and vans, our business has been running really smoothly.
Are you telling me you've cut your fuel cost?
The boss doesn't have anything to yell about anymore, but some habits are hard to break.
Oh, great. Another call from a happy customer.
Fleetmatics takes the drama out of business. Make fleet tracking more intelligent with real-time tracking, fuel monitoring, and more. Visit fleetmatics.com/start or call 1-877-350-DEMO for intelligence at work.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Hi.
You know, big story today, this week, regarding tuberculosis, or at least Mycobacterium bovis, which is a kind of Mycobacterium infection, tuberculosis type thing that cows get, right? Well, apparently some people in Britain are getting this from their cats.
Oh.
So this is the first time that we're aware of that cats are infecting humans, and there have been at least two confirmed cases that have been proven to have derived from cats transmitting them to humans. So everyone's very freaked out about this, because initially the reports are, okay, you know, we'll
I don't like this. I don't like this. It's going to get people to want to get rid of their cats.
Yeah, well, like I said, only two known cases, but where can it go?
Yeah,
that's right. So, so we'll see what happens to that. But it's they're being treated. Apparently, it is sense that these two cases are expected to respond to the standard treatment, and we'll see. People will be on the lookout. But yes, it worries me too.
Yeah,
worries me too.
Okay.
And you know, we've been using dolphins in military for a long time. There are U.S. military dolphins. The Russians have used dolphins. And so now that the Russians and the Ukrainians are doing their little dance, the dolphins come into play, because there has been a Soviet Union training dolphin program that's been going on since the 1960s. It's pretty horrible. They train them to kill frogmen. They have harpoons or knives attached to their back so they can kill them or shoot them or whatever. And once the Ukraine broke away, they were left with this program of dolphins, and it sort of faded away. So now that they've got it, they're expected to have it more funds to regrow this program again. So the dolphin program is underway.
Wow.
So it's a horrible thing to contemplate.
Horrible.
That you are training these dolphins to go to do all these military operations that frequently will end up in suicide missions, right?
Right.
So,
you know, I knew they were actively doing it many years ago. I didn't know they were still actively doing this.
Yeah. And I would venture to guess that the U.S. has an active dolphin program as well. Not involving anything short of suicide missions,
right,
and the hulls of boats.
Yeah.
So it really illustrates our schizophrenic relationship we have with these military animals, doesn't it?
Sure does.
And you think about the military dogs and how they end up with post-traumatic stress disorder or get killed.
Yeah.
Or even the police dogs, they get killed on the job once in a while. It's really makes you wonder.
Sure does.
About employing these animals for our human adventures. So we'll see. The Danish zoo that killed Marius, remember?
Oh,
that?
Yes, in Copenhagen.
Yeah, they're back at it again.
Oh, they killed the giraffe,
killed
Marius,
the giraffe,
right.
And
because the giraffe wasn't suitable for
breeding.
Breeding,
and
right.
It was no longer bringing in funds into the zoo.
So what's this wonderful zoo doing
so,
now?
So the Copenhagen Zoo said it had to euthanize 4 lions earlier this week.
That's terrible, Peter.
They said they had to clear the path for a newly arrived male lion, and that so they've had 2 older parents that were aged 14 and 16, and they were no longer going to work out, so they had to get rid of them. And then they had 2 cubs that were in danger of being killed by the new lion. So anything seems to have a explanation in their view, doesn't it?
They could kill healthy animals for any reason. That's exactly right.
Right. Right. And so there is a national affairs editor at a leading Danish newspaper. He said that the people in Denmark are taking a real hit on this. And he said that now when you say you are from Denmark, people say, oh, the giraffe killers.
Well, that's good.
So keep the pressure on. I guess it's really, really pretty sad, you know?
So the adult lions they kill because of the similar reason, not suitable for reproducing. But the cubs?
That was really ridiculous because it's not like you couldn't separate the cubs physically from the new lion. They were afraid that the new male would be a risk to prey on the cubs.
Right.
So you separate them.
Exactly.
Oh, but they're saying, oh, we don't have room, or we don't have funds, or no one wanted to take them. And it's just you can rationalize anything in this crazy world of European zoos. And, right? That's what I'm getting.
So is there strong protest there against this? Opposition? Is it like U.S. where they
people
go crazy?
It's almost like part of the culture. And in Europe, which clearly they see things a little bit differently than we do here, where in the U.S. we're more interested in sterilization or birth control. There's this notion in these European zoos that you want the animals to exhibit their natural behavior, including reproductive behavior, and go through that process. But then you end up with these, you know, genetically not suitable animals, and you end up with excess animals that no one wants to, quote-unquote.
Well, that makes no sense at all. You want them to exhibit their natural behavior when they reproduce? Well, the natural behavior wouldn't be in captivity.
And the natural behavior would be to live, I guess, also.
That's exactly right.
So,
this is senseless.
In about 3,000 to 5,000 animals in zoos are killed each year in Europe to maintain the populations. And one spokesman tried to minimize the impact of this, saying it's only about 0.06% of zoos' overall population. So that doesn't matter, right?
Right.
And so it's really incredible. I wonder if these stories will have an impact on the way European zoos go forward. But it's going to be a tough road, man.
Yeah.
So.
Is there someone we could talk to about this?
Yeah, you bet. We'll look into it.
Let's do that.
Because that's a big culture there that we need to look at.
Huge. Okay.
Finally, colorectal cancer. Just want to tell you that March is Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month. So Dr. Bernard reminds us, don't wear a bracelet. Just stop eating processed meat.
Good.
Okay?
Good advice.
Pretty good point.
Good advice.
Right?
Yes.
Bracelet is not going to protect you.
Right. That's right. Thanks, Peter.
You bet.
And thank you for listening to Animals Today. This is Dr. Lori Kirshner encouraging you to nurture your love and compassion for the only other beings sharing our planet, the animals.
The opinions you hear on BizTalk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, BizTalk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on BizTalk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product. If you have any questions about BizTalk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609, 817-274-1609, or at biztalkradio.com.
USA News, I'm Sean Scott Ferguson. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has said a scandal involving a deliberately engineered traffic jam on a busy bridge to New York City has hurt his standing, the BBC reports. But Mr. Christie, a frontrunner for the 2016 Republican presidential nomination,